AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Welcome back to the Pub Quiz. Welcome back to the Pub Quiz Pod.
And it's live.
That's nice.
This one isn't.
You've said to me so many times that you want to have a different way of starting the episodes rather than being like, Jake, good to see you.
We've got some stock phrases, haven't we?
It's either, Jake, good to see you.
Liam, good to see you. Well, another week, another pod.
It's every time.
Another week, another quiz.
This time we've got, it's live.
And it's live.
We will be live, though.
Also, we always finish in the same way. It's always, let's go find a guest. Let's go get them. Let's do it. Let's get a drink in. Let's do it. I'm looking forward to it. Always looking forward to it.
Never not. Let's get a drink in. But do you know what? I'm just not in the mood for it today. We will be live, though.
We will be live.
Oh, my gosh.
How are you feeling about it?
I'm feeling ecstatic. I mean, I just am surprised that I'm surprised that anyone wants to listen to this for free, let alone pay £5 to come and see us do it in real life.
So yeah. So, that is exciting. Let's give the context. So it's Pub Quiz Pod going live.
Yeah.
Part of the Cheerful Earful Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
Taking place Balham. At the Bedford Arms in Balham.
Gorgeous venue.
Is it? Have you been there?
Really gorgeous. I've been obsessed with just looking at the pictures online. It's beautiful. I feel like even if people don't like the live episode, they'll just be sort of in awe of looking around at this gorgeous, gorgeous venue. If you've ever enjoyed the podcast, just come along. It's a fiver. And
16th of October.
16th of October. We'll all hang out afterwards.
Yeah.
Should I say that? Should I commit to that?
Yeah,
we'll all hang out afterwards.
What else are we going to do?
Yeah, unless you're a bit weird. If you're a bit weird, we probably will say, oh, nice to meet you, but you know what? Let's not talk about that. Let's not say that. Do you know what? You're not going to be weird. We want you to come and we want to hang out with you. What do you think? What sort of crowd do you think you're going to be pulling in?
Oh,
well, the Gen Zs?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I've got an old friend of mine from Bath. Their mum's coming.
So of course,
which would be lovely, and they really want to meet you after.
Oh, mate!
So that'd be really nice.
Seriously,
I was like, oh, they messaged him, like, let you know, coming across for the podcast. Got to get a train after, but
wow!
And I was like, that's amazing. They were like, find Jake funny. It'd be nice to meet him after if you can introduce.
That's
like, absolutely.
Brilliant.
So I'll be making a beeline for them after. But I think it'd be a nice crowd. I can't wait to meet our audience.
That's really sweet. I did think you were going to be bringing sort of like the TikTok generation in, but your friend's mum's also brilliant. It's a brilliant thing to do. I'll be bringing in the mums.
We've also got some of our quizmasters coming, I believe.
Yeah, who do we know that's definitely coming?
Dean?
Dean from Quizface.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to meet him. He's already, we've had a long history with Dean. He's already sent us some quite fun games in the post.
Yeah.
It's been nice to meet him in the flesh.
Yeah.
Barney Fritz has got to turn up, hasn't he?
If Barney Fritz isn't there, I'll be shocked.
Dave from Big Penny. Oh, God, there's so many of them.
So Cheerful Earful Festival, the Bedford Arms in Balham, 16th of October at 8:30 p.m. It's only an hour. And the episode will be, we will be recording the episode as well, and that will be going out. So
Yeah.
So if you can't make it, you will.
Your applause and, the sort of two occasions that you might laugh or titter will be on the podcast probably. Yeah. You'll be able to hear that.
And also, you can play along with the quiz live.
Yeah.
You'll be playing it too with
us. There will be audience interaction. This is, you are coming, you're basically coming to a pub quiz.
Yeah.
For a fiver.
Lovely.
But with no prize fund. Maybe it should be a prize fund.
Yeah, the prize fund is finally earning some money for this podcast.
Yeah.
So please spend the money because we are on our last legs with this. And also check out our Patreon because we want to keep making this. But so far, we've made it for the love of it. And I think if we could just get these pints paid for, that would be nice. Right, we've got a lovely guest that we're going to go and meet. I'm very excited about meeting them. Who have we got, Liam?
We've got Finlay Christie.
Finlay Christie. You've gone Finlay? I'll go Finlay.
Finlay. It is with an A.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. Finlay Christie.
Finlay.
Exceptional comedian. Annoyingly talented for how young he is. He's on that comedy, that Channel 4 comedy thing. He's got a special out. He's huge on TikTok and Instagram. I think he's about 25.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's been gigging since he was about seven.
Yeah.
Which I think is... weird, but I'll call him up on
that. I didn't even know what stand-up was when I was seven.
You couldn't stand up. Racing to get there. Do you know what? I'm really looking forward to this. Should we go to the pub and go and find him and have a beer?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Joining our pub quiz team this week is one of the winners of the prestigious So You Think You're Funny competition. Mm. And we think he's funny too. It's Finlay Christie.
Thanks so much for having me.
How you doing? I like that. Mm.
Yeah.
Sorry, did I still pronounce, I felt I put the wrong intonation on Finlay there.
I honestly have no idea.
It's absolutely throwing me the A instead of me.
People think I'm being difficult because I say it Finlay. I'm sort of posh and annoying, people think that it is Finlay, but I've tried to make it French.
I like that you asked about three times before we started.
Yeah, I know.
Honestly, mate, I've really fucked it up again.
Just to be confident about them, and it came out of my mouth, I thought, that still doesn't sound right. Finlay.
It's quite nice seeing sort of like two white guys being like, I don't know how to pronounce it. Sorry, is it Ben or Bean or whatever? Is it Jack? Finn?
But Finn, if it's easier.
No.
Is it that difficult?
It's really not at all. So Ahmed, it's been great to... do you like a quiz? Is my first question to you.
I do, yeah. I had like a very nerdy group of friends at school and we did pub quizzes all the time. But I was like... I was really underage. Bad at...
Underage quizzing.
One of our friends had a little student card.
Yeah.
So we would get into pubs and stuff. But I was like... I did the worst at the quizzes because I was the coolest.
I barely scraped into
the nerd group. I would have been out of place in a much cooler group.
Yeah, and it is pretty cool using a fake ID to get into pub quizzes.
It is.
Yeah. But it's a good point. You don't use a fake ID to get into an exam.
An order of lemonade.
Yeah. Yeah.
An extension of school. Like, let's go to the pub and do more school. Yeah. That'd be really quite fun. Yeah.
We used to dress up like we'd just come off work. Like, Friday night, we used to go around Fitzrovia. And like pretend we were like city boys.
Yeah.
Wear like you know, blazers and open shirts and stuff.
We used to do the same, but we worked at the local Curry's, so just get a Curry's outfit. just dress up in sort of like uniform stuff.
Go on all the computers.
Yeah, basically. I
go on photo booth.
There was only there was not a lot of brown guys at my school, but there was one of them in the year above, who looked nothing like me, but had these like thick rectangular glasses. So I borrowed his ID, but the only glasses I could... Basically, my mum had the same glasses. So I'd wear my mum's glasses to get into clubs.
That's rough being a brown guy that still gets ID'd. Because usually you're sort of facial hair at a young age.
Yeah, I was the only brown guy wearing my mum's glasses. Guess what age I lost my virginity? Guess what age that was, fellas? Yeah.
Is that question one?
We like to ask our guest for an interesting fact, something that they've... I don't know, been carrying around with them, looking for an opportunity to whip out.
I love an interesting fact. I've got one about, do you know Kenny G, the smooth jazz musician?
I don't.
So he plays like, you'd sort of get the vibe of him. It's like elevator music, basically. And he's got a song called Coming Home. And in China, for some reason, it's not, you know, mandated by the government or anything, but it's just the song that they play when the bars are closing to be like, get out. So there's this subconscious association.
Got you.
With the song and like closing time.
Yeah, like New York, New York or closing time.
Yeah, exactly. Or like...
A bit more on the nose up.
Yeah. trying to think what the equivalent would be. If if you're around long enough to hear like I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
Probably time to go home.
Yeah.
But this song is like everywhere in China and it's like such a subconscious association to the point where Kenny G played a concert in China, halfway through he played Going Home or Coming Home, whatever it's called, and half the audience left.
Seriously?
Yeah. Because they thought, it's time to leave.
That is lovely.
That sounds like a very drawn out Derren Brown experiment.
On the whole of China.
I've integrated it over China over the last
Kenny G
years.
Takes his mask off as Derren Brown.
It's imagining everyone really enjoying themselves, hearing it and being possessed. Yeah. And then just turning around and leaving. That's lovely, that. I'll take that.
Yeah.
We'd love to know what you think our pub quiz team should be called, Finlay.
Has someone done Quiz Rail yet?
No.
No.
No, they haven't.
I wonder why.
We'll do Quiz Rail. Yeah.
We're going with Quiz Rail.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Quiz Rail. And just to double check, are we spelling it rail as in R-A-I-L?
As in Israel.
As in Israel. Yeah. Quiz Rail.
Not like cross rail. It's an Israel joke.
Sure.
As in Israel and Palestine. Yeah.
Not like cross rail.
In case you thought it was a really bad Crossrail pun as opposed to like a good Israel pun.
So, right, shall us quiz rail find out who our quizmaster is? So each week we get sent a genuine pub quiz from a UK quizmaster. And this week it's one of our returning quizmasters. We've got like quizmaster gladiators, basically. You send quizzes in quite a lot.
I can't fucking get enough.
And it is the return of Will, who runs the Udder Quiz at the White Lion in Finsbury Park. Have you ever been?
No, I haven't, no. Faltering Fallback, that's my Finsbury Park pub choice.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
And his quiz runs every Tuesday at 8 p.m. There's a little bit here. We should add that his rounds are a little bit different to this, but we don't have time for all his questions, so this is like a bit of a taster into what he usually does.
Nice. Thank you for the taster.
Okay, should we go into round
one?
He's
a little bit different, isn't he?
He's a little bit different.
He's a little bit... Enjoy the quiz, but just if you came here for a normal quiz, just be prepared. This is going to be a little bit different to what we normally do.
So round one is in the news, and this...
not that different, is it?
This episode's being recorded on the 2nd of October, so this is news from around then. Okay, so question one. No telly is an anagram of what in the news last week?
How's he spelling telly?
T-E-L-L-Y.
No telly. Something that was in the news this week.
Last week.
Last week. That changed everything.
Tylenol.
Tylenol. Really nicely done.
Yeah.
What is... Tyler now.
It's paracetamol, and Trump said that if pregnant women take it, then their kids will have autism.
Yeah, let's not dig into that, shall we?
We can. It's not true.
So, question two: which contestant had to withdraw from Strictly Come Dancing last week after suffering a fractured ankle in rehearsals?
Oh, fucking hell!
That was Danny Dyer, wasn't it?
Was it really?
I think so. Yeah.
Nicely done. Really nicely done.
You've been keeping up to date on Strictly.
I've never watched it. Never ever watched it. Actually, the only time I ever turned on the telly and Strictly was on, it was in that, I honestly watched about a minute of it, and in that minute was when Gemma Collins fell over.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's mad that I didn't get into it from there. Yeah.
That should have been like the perfect entry point.
Surely, I know, yeah.
God, she falls over a lot, doesn't she? There was that award ceremony where she fell over as well.
Yeah.
Just falling over a lot.
It's funny as well. She's sort of large. So it's good stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. Big people falling over is brilliant,
it's
isn't it?
So
yeah.
It's so good. Alison really Hammond, when she fell over on...
that was a good falling over,
We can laugh about it now because she's smaller. she's not big anymore, so we can...
Career's big, though. Yeah, the more you fall over, the better you do.
Yeah.
If I get big and fall over, trust me, that's when things are going to start going well.
Watch this space.
Question three. YouTuber Max Fosh travelled from Cenon Cove in Cornwall to the Isle of Scilly. But what was silly about the way he made the trip?
This is a bit of you, isn't it?
He might be coming on the pod as well.
Yeah, I know, Max. Yeah. I'm trying to think what he would have done. Today, I'm travelling from the Isle of... What was it?
from the Isle of...
Cenon Cove.
From Wanker Cove to the Isle of Scilly. To see you can do the goofiest trip. Something like that. Was it like he did it on a...
They're mates, that's fine.
He did it on a banana or something.
Yeah, something.
Is it a dolphin in a bathtub?
Yeah, exactly.
What did he do it on?
YouTube. Did he do it on YouTube?
YouTube. I bet it's good. But it's really silly, isn't it?
Wore a tutu or something like that.
I'm trying to think, what's a silly way of travelling?
Wearing a tutu is very sort of like old school, like noughties, comic relief stuff that you do in your
man in a tutu.
Honestly, we all got a bit silly today.
But the twist, I'm wearing a tutu.
That's so good. What they don't realise is I'm doing the whole thing wearing a tutu.
Not just any tutu, a pink tutu.
Clown car.
That's nice.
But then can you see, though, an aisle? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe it was like an amphibious clown car.
It's not. Oh, maybe it was a rubber dinghy. He's making light of the small boats crisis.
Yeah. That is like him. He's very satirical.
Yeah. It's not a long distance. You can see from Land's End. You can see the Isles of Scilly. It's not a long.
Oh, really?
Distance. Yeah.
Roller skates? No, it's over water.
It is over water, but it's really not far. So it's not. Wouldn't have to be something that durable. It could be a dinghy, and Will's just completely.
I think that. I mean, if Fosh has gone through the English Channel in a dinghy,
mate, it's not far. It's
less about it being far. It's more about how mental that would be and how tone deaf that would be. But I don't know. You know Fosh better than me.
Well, I'm trying to think what the silliest way to travel over water is.
Quite like what you say about like an inflatable banana. Yeah,
inflatable banana. I like banana.
Inflatable banana.
Banana.
Number four. One of the Welsh terms used by Race Across the World contestant Finn and Sean Ed. Poody. Is that an it? Do any of you watch Race Across the World?
No.
No.
Well, one of the Welsh terms used by Race Across the World contestants Finn and Sean Poody has been added to the dictionary. What does it mean?
Oh, wow.
I've read that awfully. So I think the contestants, Finn and Sean Ed, use the Welsh term poody, and it's been added to the dictionary. What does it mean?
That could be any. That sounds like every Welsh word, poody.
Poody. Yeah. Poody.
Poody.
The only Welsh. Oh, man, I've even forgotten this one. The ping de pong is microwave.
Microwave, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I know.
What would be, like, in the context of Race Across the World?
Oh, I know what poody will be. It will be when...
Inflatable banana, but again.
Yeah. If you're doing Race Across, poody will be when you've got the shits and it's putting you in a bad mood.
Poody.
I'm feeling a bit
moody. Oh, poody. Yeah, like
hangry, hangry.
Oh, yeah. We're writing that down.
Shouldn't have had that ramen. I'm feeling a bit poody.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
What were we saying?
Exactly.
You said hangry then, did you?
No, in the same way that hangry is
it's like makes you sad.
Need a poo.
Of course.
Imagine you're hangry and then you eat and then now you're poody.
Yeah. So to get the point, you think something like got the shits. So it's
need a poo and
poo and moody.
Yeah.
So foody. Question five: a bright green cottage made famous by which children's television show was put on the market last week?
In the Night Garden.
Not a bad shout.
Was that a real cottage? I just assumed that was set.
Could be Balamori.
Oh, that's much more likely.
It could be Balamori because they're all coloured houses. Houses of colour, sorry. yeah, I think Balamori.
Okay.
I think.
All right.
I feel good about this round.
I think it's only the Max Fosh one that we might be a bit unstuck on, but let's do the answer.
Yeah, we had a good time.
We nailed that. Poo puts you in a bad mood. Yeah, right.
So, I mean, we'd like to let our guests know that as well as wanting to just do well generally on the quiz, to join the 5 out of 5 club is a fun and nice thing to do. Your mate Dan Tiernan was one of the first to do it.
Let's see what happens.
I'm not sure about this one, but we'll see.
So, the answers. No Telly was an anagram of, well done, Finn.
Yeah.
Tylenol.
Really nicely done.
Tylenol.
Really nicely done.
Happy with that.
Does probably give you autism, but anyway.
The Strictly contestant who withdrew last minute was Danny Dyer.
Nice. Danny Dyer, but with also this sort of like schoolboy defence of, I literally never watched Strictly. I literally never watched Strictly. All right? My mum was watching it, all right? I just happened to know it. So I just picked it up. I just heard it.
So Max Fosh, how did he do it? How did he get across?
Banana boat.
We said banana boat. He did do it. He did it in a bathtub.
You joking?
Yeah, it was a Max in a bathtub.
Oh, a bathtub.
He did it in a bathtub?
Yeah.
It was a Max in a bathtub?
Yeah, it's Max in a bathtub.
You really did it in a bathtub? Do you know what? That is silly, isn't it?
That is silly.
Yeah. Do you do much silly stuff?
This is a comedy podcast. That should be your opening question.
Do you do silly things?
I do silly stuff sometimes, yeah.
I don't think you do silly things.
No, I do. I actually do silly things all the time.
I used to really get excited for April Fool's Day when I was a kid because I thought that is the silliest day of the year and I'm going to go crazy.
What's the craziest thing you've done on April Fool's?
April Fool's, I used to get a jug of water and put it in the... on the door of my mum's bedroom. She'd get up and she'd open it and pour in her head. She'd go, what the fuck have you done? She'd bang like that.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I forget actually how badly it went, and then the next year do it again.
So we did it in a bathtub. Question four: the term "poody" from Race Across the World means to sulk.
Oh, well, but it doesn't sulking. Say why they're sulking.
No, so I don't know if we can have.
It could be because of a poo.
Fuck! If we just turned moody without a shit.
Yeah.
Involved, that would have been good. We can't get anything for that, can we?
And then finally, the green cottage that's been put on the market is from Balamori. Brilliant.
Yeah, okay.
Do you want to have a guess whose house it was?
I don't know any of the characters.
Oh.
Go on.
Miss Hooley.
3 out of 5.
It's solid, isn't it? 3 out of 5, but... The other ones we couldn't... You know, it would be amazing if we'd guessed it and got it right. I think we got pretty close with both.
Yeah.
Well, that makes it more frustrating sometimes, but... Round two is link round.
So I'm assuming there's going to be something that links all these answers.
Okay.
Round two. Question number one is a countdown conundrum. It's another anagram.
Oh, great.
Daub's note rearranges to which nine-letter English word? Daub's being Daubsnote. I mean, maybe if we get the link, then we're going to be have more.
Ah, yeah. We'll have maybe more that's luck. One to come back to. Yeah.
Question number two. Which football club was founded as Thames Ironworks FC? Fucking hell.
Well, it's got to be West Ham, hasn't it? Iron on the Thames.
Fucking hell. I'm so glad you like football. It's a good idea, surely. That's really nice. Is that why they call the Irons?
Yeah.
Lovely. Question number three. In the Gregorian calendar, March 22nd is the earliest and April 25th is the latest possible date for what in the Christian calendar?
Start of spring or something?
Oh, that's a good chat.
I mean, I've no idea. What changes every year?
Or could it be Lent?
Easter then.
Oh, Lent.
Because that's sort of over a month, isn't it? Maybe that's the last day you can... Is it the last day it can start? Or
it's the latest possible singular date. Must be Easter. Must be Easter.
Easter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Easter, sure. Easter.
Oh, West, East?
Ah, so...
Oh, lovely stuff.
So, you can make the word South...
Can you?
So it's something south. I'm sure you... S-O-U-T...
Is there an H?
There's no H. Oh, you can make... not.
No, you can't.
Well. well.
All right, let's have a look at the number four. John Denver's single, Take Me Home, Country Roads, is considered a symbol of which US state?
This could be... That could be a red herring, by the way, the West, East, and the...
Yeah. Well, would that be West Virginia?
Yeah, that would be West Virginia.
Wow.
So we've had West, East, West.
West?
Oh, so East is in the first one. East. You can make East.
Of course.
Eastbound.
Finley Christie.
The anagram king.
The anagram king.
I'm chuffed with that.
Give this guy an anagram. You can solve it. Mate, that is incredible. Why are you so good at anagrams?
Listen, all the other ones were West and East. That's why.
I don't know if I'd have got
that. I still don't really know what the link is, though.
No, I don't.
They all have West or East in them.
Is question five just what's the link?
What's the link? They all have West and East in them?
It seems a bit obvious.
Rubbish.
Yeah.
This guy's like, my quiz is so different.
Yeah, it's all got directions in them.
Yeah.
Points of the compass in them.
Points of the compass.
God, that was really satisfying to get that.
Yeah.
This has got to be a 5 out of 5, surely.
Why are you so good at anagrams, then? Are you a bit of a nerd?
I love words. I love like any... Yeah, I mean, I did languages at uni.
What languages?
I did French and Chinese.
Wow.
Fucking hell, you really do love words.
I love them. But of all the languages, English is the best one. Don't you think?
Yeah, I'd say
great,
it's up there.
Language. Really good.
I just couldn't get on board with languages at all. I found them so hard. I remember my first, year 7, turning up to school, first day, late. First lesson, German. Mm. Walk in late and the teacher is already like mid-lesson and she's being like, was is dein Familienname? And the girl goes, McDonald's. And I was like, oh, okay. And she's like, you're late. Sit down. We've just done her Familienname. Was ist dein Familienname? I said, KFC. I thought it was, what's your favourite fast food? What's the Familienname? KFC. I've said KFC. And everyone's just looking there.
That's very good. That's
it was good. Horrific. I was so bad.
It was always
so
mad, though, wasn't it? That first lesson of secondary school where you're doing languages and you walk in and the teacher's just talking a different language.
Fucking
I remember
mental.
Being like, I remember our, German first one, the teacher was, he was going, ich bin, and then boot in the bin. I remember just being like, he's gone fucking mad. He's gone fucking mad.
German was also a weird one because multiple... guys would like regularly have a wank in it.
I don't think we can blame the Germans for that, but what?
But, no, but it was only in German lessons. There was like two or three guys that would always be like, it would be like a challenge to be like, might have a wank in German.
Really? It was history for our school.
Was it really?
Did you have quite a long classroom with like a lot of space at the back?
Do you know what? Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe that's what it was.
That's generally what it is.
I'd
say it's less about the subject, it's more about the
classroom.
Room geography.
Is that never, unless I just sort of wasn't invited to this, but that was never a thing at my school.
I don't think it was an invite thing.
If you go there and start wanking, they'll welcome you with open arms.
Yeah. Well, one arm open, the other one's busy.
Oh, that's fucking mad.
Yeah. I don't know. It was,
I mean, obviously, it's easy for me to say I wasn't involved. I wasn't involved.
But you paint it out like it was a laugh, like they were going, oh, should we do a
think laugh? I think at the time it was like, oh, yeah, he managed to have a wank in German.
I love the way that you phrased that as well. He managed to have a, like, it's impressive.
Yeah. Like, he managed to get challenge. Like, what, really? Wow. He managed to get one.
They'd finish.
Huh?
They finish.
I don't know about finishing, but I mean, I don't think they were finishing.
So you're just touching your willy at the back of German.
Yeah, but I mean,
you're not impressed.
Hang on a minute. As you know,
I was thinking it was like stomach out.
It's always stomach out with you, isn't it? When was the last time you didn't finish anywhere other than your own stomach?
Completely nude at the back of German.
I do find getting entirely naked just to toss yourself off a very weird phenomenon. Like, right, I'll take all my clothes off, fall off at the end of the bed. Right, do you know what? I'm really going to treat myself today.
Yeah. That is what, you've got to be really in love with yourself.
Today. You really
all your clothes for a wank.
By your own body.
Yeah. Now, the only time I'm ever taking my clothes off, like all clothes off for a wank, if they're not already all off, is if it's, you know, if I know, like for like a sort of sexy video or someone I'm sending.
Yeah, sure.
T-shirt on, you look like Winnie the Pooh. It looks weird. You know.
I had a memory come up on my phone, and it was of a...
I just got like a... You know those I Am a Nikon adverts? I just got like a flash of like one of those, but it's just a bit, guy taking pictures of his dick.
You got a memory up?
It popped up on my phone of like... Oh, it must be 10 years ago, of me trying to send a sexy photo to someone. And I had got an acoustic guitar.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking hell.
Jesus Christ.
I'd stood it there.
No.
Oh, fucking hell.
Legs apart, and the guitar was hiding out there. T-shirt on.
Wow.
Trousers off.
I have a similar memory, but with a recorder.
And I must have thought... He did one with a kazoo.
I'll try.
Oh my God. Right, let's have a look at the answers, shall we?
Yeah.
So question number one, the countdown conundrum. We put Eastbound, I mean, Finley Christie, the fucking countdown king.
Oh yeah.
It is Eastbound. Question number two, which football club was founded as Thames Ironworks? West Ham.
Yeah.
Question number three. In the Gregorian calendar, blah, 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 Easter Sunday. We'll take Easter.
Yeah. Can we?
Can we? Well,
that's the main day, isn't it? Sunday.
Easter Sunday.
Yeah. It goes without saying.
Christmas Day.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, bang on.
Diwali. Just call it Diwali. Number four. John Denver's single, West Virginia. Nice one. Question number five. East and West is the link. East and West.
Yeah, we can.
East and West.
It's a 5 out of 5.
It's a 5 out of 5, mate. It's a 5 out of 5. What a beautiful moment to get 5 out of 5 as we celebrate all things Finley Christie and just talk to you about your life.
Mate, you've had a special recently.
Yeah, fucking hell. And you look nice in it too.
Thank you. Yeah,
you're wearing a very nice suit.
Wore an orange suit for it. Because the colours always of that show were orange and blue. The post was orange and blue. And the lighting when I did it at the Fringe was orange and blue. So I wanted to have blue curtain background, orange suit. And also I've never worn a suit like doing stand-up before.
Yeah.
But in my head I was like, I don't know.
You're addicted now,
I had a vision,
you?
Yeah.
I've almost always wear a suit on stage. And it's addictive.
Yeah, I don't think I'll do it again, but...
Oh, okay.
I like kind of quite being sort of quite loose and relaxed, but you wear a relaxed, you don't wear like a...
Yeah.
It's quite a light suit.
Yeah.
But a suit company did get in touch with me after I posted that special to be like, you know, we saw you wearing a suit. Do you want to come in and get a suit fitted?
You're fucking joking.
So I got a tailored suit just from wearing...
You're fucking joking. Yeah, I've been wearing a suit for about 4 years. Nothing. Where's one suit? Do you want us to tailor a suit for you?
It's true, yeah.
I'm fucking sick of it. I'm fucking sick of it.
Maybe I will.
Right, out of the special go then.
What does aura farming mean?
Aura farming is I got... The first time I ever heard of it was, did you ever see that video of the Indonesian kid on a boat? The aura farming boat kid?
No.
Who's doing like that?
No.
There's this kid, there's some sort of boat racing thing in Indonesia. like normal sort of, you know, rowing, boat race competition, but they have a kid stood on the end just dancing, doing that. And someone put the song over it where the guy's going, "I'm young, black and rich." And it's just this kid doing that. And he just looks so cool. And people started to call anything, any sort of thing that you do just for the purposes of like being, you know, looking sort of more cool, they call that aura farming. So like anything, you know, you can do like, I guess, you know, performatively like sitting in a park, reading a book, looking over the distance, aura farming. Something that you do just for the purpose. It could be, especially like a repetitive motion, mm-hmm. that just every time you do it, just makes you seem more cool.
Is there not a fine line though with sort of losing aura for doing it? If it's like, oh, that's a bit cringy. Is it sort of?
Yeah, negative aura. Yeah, generational aura debt. Yeah. That's if you do something really
I've
bad.
Seen some stuff referred to, like, you know, like the walk through, you know, in the airports, like the walk through machines.
Yeah.
People call them, might be aura deleter.
Aura deleter. Yeah. So true. So when you have to stand like that. Yeah.
Running examples of negative aura?
Just fucking
taking
hell.
A picture with the guitar in front of you.
Yeah, that was dick. I think that's put me like well into generation. Fucking hell, my grandkids.
But the special's out now.
Special's out, yeah, been out for a while.
On YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Interesting that you didn't know that. You've not seen it?
I haven't, but I will genuinely watch it. Okay, I will.
That's great. Good.
Have you watched it?
I've
followed your stuff for a while, so it's just...
Oh, don't think you actually do.
From a distance. He's followed the stuff.
I followed yours for a while. I don't think you do, mate.
I actually think I do. On TikTok, I definitely follow you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You don't follow me, but it's fine.
I do.
From a private account?
Mate, I love your Peep Show videos.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much. Not special.
What is this turning into a thing of like secretly hating each other's work?
Peep Show stuff's good. The special, I don't know. Suit was fine, I guess. Yeah. Could have been tailored.
It could have been tailored.
The Peep Show videos are incredible. It's sort of frustrating that not only are you a very talented comedian, but a very talented impressionist as well.
Yeah.
What came first?
I never really did impressions until I started making TikToks.
Oh, really?
But my first TikTok, down the road, I used to live near here.
Oh. I came out to
Kester Shannon, had a moment of sort of... Yeah. I just started aura farming in the street.
What was the first TikTok?
Being seen filming a TikTok is negative aura.
That is rough.
True, yeah. I had a message the other day being like, "Hey, saw you filming one of your TikToks and thought I'd say hello, but I just won't leave you to
I
it.
I never film
Start one in the park and then someone walks by and you go, oh.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I can't do it in public. I can't do it.
Yeah. I can't do it.
So what was your first TikTok?
Oh, God, I can't remember. It was probably a put a finger down. It genuinely was probably...
Really?
Like doing trends and stuff like that.
Oh, really? The first one that probably did well was like me responding to... I think it was during lockdown when like everyone was really... Do you remember when everyone went mental in lockdown? And that was like when everyone started becoming right wing.
Mm.
I say everyone. Like when people... And I remember there being some whole anti-feminist thing on TikTok of like, if you say you're scared walking down a street with a man... Because you think he might do something. That's actually anti-men. And I remember it really pissing me off. So I made some like response to it and it went viral.
It's always been political.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quiz rail.
Quiz. That's a Crossrail joke, actually. I think it was that. Do you guys remember your first TikToks?
We're in a pub and I was like, we're trying to do one about basically like people talking about a film and then you butt in thinking it's a different film and then everyone says that's not the film we're talking about, and it was probably the worst thing that's ever been made.
That sounds good.
Yeah. So like
you think it's like going to be a B-movie and then you think it's like Deep Throat.
So they're being like, have you seen it? It does this. And then he comes in being like, yeah, I love B-movie. And he goes, what?
Yeah.
And then that was the end of the sketch. And then the first one that I did, which did well, was my friend coming into a room saying like, mate, Henry VIII dead at 56. Can't believe it. And I'm like, you're fucking joking.
That's very
good. And that did quite well. Yeah.
Riding that train for a while.
Fucking a long time. Yeah. First time me and Finley met, he was like, yeah, you know, it's good when you find your formula. Obviously, like taking Henry VIII and putting him in different situations. With some people, straight to the point. Fuck it. You got to do it, haven't you? 8 more Henry VIII videos coming out. love to do some Henry VIII stuff with you, actually.
Oh, yeah. I'm so down.
Listen, I was going to start doing them on my own. I'm so glad you invited me for you.
What was your first one?
It was our first one actually did quite well. And I think that's the reason why I kept doing it. Actually, I think if it had gone bad, I would have just deleted it and pretend it never happened. But it was really random. It was just bloke who forgets he's on the International Space Station.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so great.
He just like sat there, really bored, and then was like, well, I'm going to go down to shops. Anyone want anything? And we're like, what do you mean? Why can't I go? Oh, it's Sunday, isn't it? Wait, no, it's not. What the fuck? Why can't I go to the shop?
Of course, lovely stuff.
Of course, you did a great one out of the gate. That's so annoying.
So annoying.
And then the next 10 did nothing, but you're sort of clinging on to that first one. Get another one off.
I've wanted to do for a long time Henry VIII on the International Space Station. I just think, I don't know. But he forgets he's there. I don't know, we'll workshop. Yeah. Me and Finley will do it.
Peep show on the International Space Station. Jeremy, you can't go to the shops.
more.
That was Max Fosh, wasn't it?
All my impressions are the same. Let me do Moss from the IT crowd on the International Space Station. I can't. Roy, why am I on? Just more nasal. Fire.
What other nasal ones do you have? They might not be nasal. What other ones? What is your sort of like?
There are ones I find fun that I'm not necessarily good at. Nicolas Cage, I love doing that one, but I've tried doing it on stage. People are like, this is not good.
Can we hear it?
I just, I thought I was at home, but turns out I'm on the fucking International Space Station. I mean, oh my God.
It's really good. It's got bit of ex-Republican Senator John McCain as well.
Do you think?
But it's very good.
Yeah.
he does that thing where he emphasizes a swear word in the middle.
I thought I was at home. I thought I was on Earth, and now it's fucking gone.
That is really nice.
Trying to think what other ones. Everyone loves a Jack Nicholson, don't they?
Love it. Go on.
What do you mean I'm on the International fucking Space Station?
Really good stuff.
Let's do rapid fire. What other ones?
Okay, rapid fire. Can you do a Christopher Walken on the International Space Station?
I can't do Christopher Walken.
You can't do a Walken?
No, I can't.
Really?
You're really rubbish
good
at doing it.
Quick fire. Okay, Michael Caine.
We're supposed to be... Fuck. I'm just doing more nasal again. You were only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
That's so much IT crowd.
David Beckham.
No, I know. Yeah. Let's just every impression. No.
Keir Starmer, he's nasal. Just give him nasal ones, it'll be fine.
Yeah. Keir, everyone does the same, Keir Starmer. I think it's immoral to say we can't let immigrants on the International Space Station. Look, they've come over here on small rockets. Risking their lives.
That is absolutely beautiful.
That's really great.
God, do you do Keir on stage?
No, I don't do Keir.
Should do.
The only one I've ever done on stage is Jimmy Carr. I recently went to a pond in Liverpool. It was full of scum. And the pond wasn't clean either. And then on a podcast, it's like, it's so important to be kind, you know?
Yeah.
If someone's going through a rough time, grab them and say, I see you, and you matter, right? Just that contrast, I hate it.
And then back on stage, fuck gypsies.
Yeah.
You also did a comedy thing on Channel 4 with a few friends of the pod, Vittorio and Dantina.
Oh, yeah.
How was that? I've been seeing clips come up on Instagram.
Great fun. That thing is just so much fun to film. Mm-hmm. Just getting to hang out with, just Mike Rice just cracks me up, man.
Yeah.
When we did the first, we did the pilot of it, and... just straight away, like everyone was so excited. Like everyone from Channel 4 was like, oh my God, we've got something here. But the thing was, it was just Mike Rice set the tone for the whole thing. He just went up there and just instantly was like, so Vittorio, you mad cunt. What do you think of it? Like he made it what it ended up being.
Right.
I just love, you know, right, like taking that energy and running with it so much. It's like chaos shooting that. And then, you know, there's a lawyer on set who comes over and like says, you know, half the stuff that we say on the thing we're not allowed to do. I mean, we did so many Israel jokes the first day of shooting that like they had to cut you know, I mean, we shoot each thing for like an hour, and like 15 minutes gets used. So it's, if I wish you could watch the uncut version of it. It fucking is hilarious. But still, a lot of stuff gets kept in. But yeah.
And the formats and the games and stuff, are they who's bringing those?
Those are the channel. So they'll say to us, like, oh, we're doing this new game or whatever.
Mm. So you were like writing jokes for bouncers?
Yeah, writing jokes for bouncers. We're doing one I'm really excited for that's... I think we're sort of sitting stony faced opposite another comedian, and we've got to come up with like 15 puns or something, and the topic would be like combining food with evil people.
Nice.
And then we've got to like, you know, bounce them off each other, and like every person has like a different thing, and you've got to beat the other person. So like food and evil people would be like Pol Pot noodle or something.
Great, yeah. Harold Chipman.
Yeah, Harold Chipman, Slobodan Milosevic. Genghis Naan, stuff like that. Yeah, I'm excited for that one.
Peter Sutcliffe
is good.
Thank you.
Really good.
Jimmy Savaloy.
Yeah.
Oh, Shaman Mowam. That's good, isn't it?
Finley, I can sort of assume that everyone who listens to this probably already follows you, but where can people find you on social media?
At Finlay Comedy on everything, yeah. We're not yet to another round.
Yeah. We're back in it. It's okay. Final round.
Sweet. Final round.
Three in the first round, five in the second round. We always want to get into double digits, so the pressure's sort of off at the moment in case, and unless we get hit with a stinker of a round.
Hmm.
What have we got?
We have general knowledge.
Fucking hell.
Okay, so no question one. The drug heroin is synthesized from the dried latex of which flower?
Poppy.
Get in. Wow. Next.
Yeah. Back.
He's here to fucking quiz.
Oh, yeah.
Poppy, next.
No more dicking around. Beginning with a 1983 animated series, which media franchise follows the adventures of a sympathetic but dim-witted cyborg police officer?
I mean, I would guess for animated RoboCop would be my guess for animated series. Did that not start with an animated series? Or did it start with a film and then go to animated series? Media franchise is the thing that's throwing me there. Inspector Gadget? Is he a cyborg?
Oh, yes, he is a cyborg.
Is he?
Because he's got... Yeah, he is a cyborg.
But is he not just a man with gadgets? I thought he was like a normal...
Yeah, but a cyborg is someone who has been... Who is like part robotic.
Cybernetic, right? Yeah.
Sorry, RoboCop's... I mean...
But Inspector Gadget, he was a... I think... I'm liking Inspector Gadget.
I feel like that's been around for ages as well, hasn't it? Inspector
Gadget, 1983. So. And it would be a media franchise because it's got the cartoons, the comics, the...
It is old. That's an old tune.
You can tell if it's an old tune, can't you?
Question three. Which Simon and Garfunkel song begins with "Hello darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk to you again"?
Sound of Silence.
Fucking hell. Why don't you give me something fucking hard to do?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Question four. After Paris and Marseille, what is the third largest city in France by population?
Lyon. I think. I lived there for a year.
Did you?
Did you?
Yeah.
Why?
I studied, part of my degree was French and Chinese. I think it's Lyon.
Did you live in China as well?
I went to teach out there for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I never lived there. I wanted to live there. My whole plan was learn Chinese, go become a comedian in China.
That was your plan?
That was my life plan.
Because you've been doing comedy from like crazy young.
Yeah, like 6 or 7 was when I...
That's so young.
Yeah.
But in my mind, that's him being like a 6-year-old sort of like, just like clubbing, like doing the club, gigging around like, fucking hell, top secret for my 10th birthday.
It was a bit like that. I mean, I was hanging out with like, you know, alcoholic comedians in bars as like a child, and it's like an adult world that seems, you know, so like I was like so excited to be in this kind of, you know,
secret, closed off world.
It's a thing called the Comedy Club for Kids that used to run workshops for like children, teach them how to do stand up and stuff, and the show you'd be on with other comedians, so like I was gigging with like you know, James Acaster and like Robin Ince and people when I was like child, and I bumped into Acast the other day at some gig, and I was talking about I used to do Comedy Club for Kids, and he was like, oh my god, he was like, I remember this kid had this really racist bit that he used to do but he didn't know it was racist, and I was like, I'll stop you right there, that was my bit, I remember that bit. And it was a bit about like me not understanding why people tan.
Oh really?
But the bit was like, why would people want to be brown? Like the bit was like it was like that bad.
Yeah.
As a child, like I didn't, you know, I wasn't even, it was so innocent.
That's what the Hitler Youth said. They did.
Yeah, and I had some bit about like me not even understanding why adults tan and stuff. Like on a family holiday, wouldn't you want to go do this other stuff?
And he remembered that.
And the adults were like, no, I want to be brown. And I was like, that's crazy. And he didn't remember which kid did it, but he remembered a kid having a really racist routine. And I was like, I'm gonna stop you right there. Don't chat shit about my comedy. Yeah. That bit was genius.
Have you seen the special? Has anyone seen the fucking special? Watch the special first, then judge me, okay?
Why has it been banned from YouTube? Bloody hell. So Leon, you happy with that?
Yeah, very.
Sounds about right. And then number five, the interjection Eureka is a transliteration of an exclamation attributed to which ancient Greek mathematician and inventor?
Archimedes.
Yeah. Wow. Archimedes. He basically sat in the bath, and as he sat in the bath, the water came out, and he was like, oh, my mass has taken the place of that water. Fucking Eureka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. It feels like it's going to be another 5 out of 5, doesn't it? Should we do the answers?
I might be wrong about Leon.
So, the drug heroin is synthesized from the poppy flower.
Mm-hmm.
Well done, mate. Beginning in 1983, the animated series, which follows a dim-witted cyborg police officer, is Inspector Gadget.
Yes.
I'm going to pause just a second because we mentioned earlier about the 5 out of 5 club. Mm-hmm. We said it's exclusive. 1 in 3 episodes, we get it. We get one.
Okay.
Something that's never happened on the podcast before is 2 5 out of 5s.
We have had 3 5 out of 5s.
We have had 3.
Not 2.
Okay.
But we've never had 2 5 out of 5s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So this could be a very...
I'm really excited. Fuck.
So, the Simon & Garfunkel song, which starts with Hello Darkness, My Old Friend, is The Sound of Silence.
Get in.
I'm really scared.
How confident were you on Eureka? Very confident.
Very confident.
So, let's do that next.
Yeah, nice. Last.
So, yep, you're correct with Eureka. That is Archimedes. And then finally, the third largest city in France, after Paris, after Marseille, is Lyon.
Yes! Get in. Well done. Well done. Finley, you smashed that. You've smashed this whole quiz, to be honest
with
you. The anagrams, the French stuff, you've been a wonder. Absolute wonder.
13 out of 15. That's got to put you in the top.
I'm chuffed with that.
Yeah. You're one of the high scoring guests.
Easily top. Top three, definitely top five.
I'm so happy. Wow.
Finley, thank you so much. We'd like you to give us a little review of the wonderful quiz that's been sent in by Will. So first up, we want to know, in terms of accessibility, the format, the phrasing, all that sort of stuff, how accessible is this quiz out of 10?
Accessible, I'd say, yeah. I mean, I would say maybe it played a little bit to my strengths. We had questions about France, questions about... I'd say eight.
And in terms of the range of questions, out of 10, what are you giving him?
Can I bump up accessibility to a 9?
Sorry. Yes, you can. Yeah.
Range of questions.
So earnest.
Yeah.
Stop it there. Is it too late to change that?
I'm just imagining Will watching this back and just, you know, being sort of feeling a bit poody, you know.
Yeah.
Range of questions. There could have been some more esoteric knowledge in there.
I'm going to give 2 anagrams as well.
2 anagrams,
yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Give it 7.
Yeah, that's fair enough. And then finally is good vibes for the day. So that takes into account everything, not just Will's quiz.
Yeah. 10 out of 10. I'm chuffed with that.
What a pleasure to have had you on here. What a pleasure to have broken a record of 2 5 out of 5s. Finley Christie, everybody.
Thank you so much.
And a huge thank you to Will, who does his udder quiz at the White Lion in Finsbury Park every Tuesday at 8 p.m.
Hey!
Oh, mate, that was great.